WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now we introduce a new WNYC and Gothamist project that you can participate in to help people afford their health care. We're partnering with the group Clear Health Costs to launch Price Check NYC, in which you can share some of your medical bills and compare them with others in the tri-state area. Why this project and why now? Well, here's a sign of the times. The popular crowdfunding website GoFundMe boasts on its website that it is the leader in, quote, online medical fundraising, unquote, with over 250,000 medical campaigns per year that raise more than $650 million annually. It's a tragedy, really. These are for people who can't afford their treatments. And in the most extreme circumstances, Americans who can't pay their medical bills are declaring bankruptcy. You know that both Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren have been citing on the campaign trail, 500,000 families will declare bankruptcy this year because they can't pay their medical expenses. And even worse, and this is a big part of this that this project will include, most of those Americans are insured. But it's not just an issue of high costs. It's an issue of transparency, too. Medical expenses are a black box, you know this, where the cost of procedures is determined by the provider and the insurance company, and the patient doesn't even find out how much it will cost until they get a bill or an explanation of benefits from the insurer. And that is where we and you come in. So here to explain Price Check NYC and how you can get involved are Jeannie Pinder, founder and CEO of Clear Health Costs, and Caroline Lewis, lead reporter of Price Check NYC, regular contributor to Gothamist, and up until recently, healthcare reporter at Crain's New York Business. So, Caroline, welcome.
Thank you.
And Jeannie, welcome back.
Thank you.
Jeannie, before we dig into this tool and explain to listeners what we're inviting them to do, you want to tell everybody who may not know a little bit about what your group, Clear Health Costs, does?
Yeah, we tell people what stuff costs in healthcare. We think of it as something like a mashup of the Kayak and the Waze traffic app, where we're using reported information, we're journalists, and we're using database sourcing and curation, and then we're asking you, our communities, to tell us what you paid for health costs. That way we can make a database that's searchable, and we can shed light on this mysterious thing called healthcare pricing.
So, Caroline, break it down for us. What is Price Check NYC?
Well, it's a really, right now, it's a widget where you can submit, you know, what you paid for a recent medical procedure, what insurance paid, and you can also use it to search for costs in your area. But I think what's so great about it is that Jeannie really conceived it as something that would work, in tandem with newsrooms, in collaboration with newsrooms, where we're going to dig into some of these costs. Because if it was that simple to say, oh, you know, here's a searchable database, then we wouldn't need this project. You know, the issue is really that it's not easy to shop for healthcare, and the burden of paying for healthcare is increasingly being shifted onto consumers, meaning that they're really, you know, feeling that.
So what we're really doing here, Jeannie, and inviting people to participate in, is creating a crowdsourced database plus professional reporting by Caroline on 35 different health tests or treatments?
Yeah, Caroline and our reporters at Clear Health Costs, we collected prices, cash prices in the New York area for 30 to 35 common procedures, four MRIs, two ultrasounds, four blood tests, the kind of stuff that you could think of as shoppable. Like you could choose where you're going to go for your MRI or your blood test. We don't price out things like emergency appendectomies or cancer care, but we make this database so that you can actually have an idea of the wide range of pricing that exists and have some kind of way to avoid getting ripped off.
And, you know, I recently just became introduced to the project, and even just from what Clear Health Costs has gathered in terms of information on pricing, you know, to launch the project, I saw the crazy disparity that you can see in health costs for the same procedure in the same area. We were looking at a common blood test to test your cholesterol levels. And at one location in the Bronx, it was like $20 was the cash price, meaning the price without insurance. And then at Montefiore, it was over $1,000 for some reason.
Huh. How do you explain that, Jeannie?
Pricing is opaque. They charge whatever they want to charge because they can. Now, whether Monty actually receives that kind of money and from whom is an open question. So one of the things we cannot see that is hidden from us is the rates that insurance companies will pay to hospitals. Those are hidden by gag clauses in contracts. Insurance companies won't tell us, hospitals won't tell us. So we're counting on you, our community, those of you who are listening, haul out those explanations of benefits and come on over and share.
And how do they come on over and share?
So you click on wnyc.org/healthcosts, and you'll see our interactive software there where you can share your prices on the left-hand side and search what we already have there. And then you can read Caroline's stories.
You can share and search.
Yes.
So it's like Facebook and Google all rolled into one.
I wrote a post introducing the project on Gothamist that people can check out. And I think one thing I want to mention is that we started with these 30 to 35 procedures, but people can share beyond that as well. And one thing that I'm really interested in is seeing what people's expenses are like for mental health care and behavioral health care, not just their physical health care, because that's one part of the health system where, you know, first of all, it affects people across demographics. Anyone can be affected by mental health, and it really is broken in a lot of ways, the mental health system.
And theoretically, Jeannie, mental health is shoppable. You can look at one psychotherapist or another, for example, in theory anyway. Is this among your 35 items in this healthcare market basket that we're measuring?
We don't have that in our market basket. We've done some reporting on it. One of the things about, there is supposed to be parity between mental health and physical health, the Mental Health Parity Act.
Under the law.
Under the law. But it basically is still broken, because quite often what the insurance company might say to you is, well, of course we will cover your therapy. We have one therapist in network. She lives 300 miles away. She's got an appointment next July. Would you like that one?
Right. And in New York City, we don't necessarily have a shortage of psychologists or psychiatrists, but a lot of private practice, people in mental health do not accept insurance because they can simply make more money charging people out of pocket. And so, you know, for someone who's insured through their employer or who has private insurance, you know, they might still have to end up paying out of pocket and shopping around for a therapist. And it's not just a one-time expense. It's something you pay every time you go to therapy, every time you get your prescription renewed. So it can really affect people's pocketbooks.
Listeners, if you're just joining us, we are introducing a new WNYC and Gothamist project that you can participate in to help people afford their health care. We're partnering with the group Clear Health Costs to launch Price Check NYC, in which you can share some of your medical bills, search what other people paid for the same thing, and all this comparison will be transparent to other listeners. And we're talking about this with the CEO of Clear Health Costs, Jeannie Pinder, and Caroline Lewis, who's working for us now as the lead reporter on our Price Check NYC project. She's already been a regular contributor to Gothamist. And Caroline, you were giving the web address again where people could go, or give us the web address again where people can go to participate in this or see what it is?
WNYC.org/healthcosts.
And people are calling in, and we're going to take some of your calls with examples. You see, Jeannie, I'm sure you've been through this when you've done this project in other cities, that you don't even have to ask. Once people get the basic idea of what you're soliciting and trying to lift the veil on, they're like, ooh, I have a story.
Exactly. People are really angry and afraid about this, Brian. They don't know who to talk to about this. They can't talk to the hospital. They can't talk to the doctor. They can't talk to the insurance company. But when we say, we want to hear about it, tell us your stories, then the phones just light up. And we use the data to make great journalism and to explain to people how to avoid getting ripped off, what questions to ask on the way in to an appointment, how to navigate, how to negotiate this crazy system.
Before we take some of those calls that are coming in, I just want you to focus on one of the areas that you've highlighted that is probably the most opaque, or at least arguably could be the most opaque and most confusing for people, head-scratching. You and your team have documented numerous instances in which people can save money on their healthcare costs by not using their insurance.
I know, it's maddening. I actually had this myself. I was a family member needed to have an MRI, and I had had an MRI in this area. I knew that it could be like $2,500, somewhere around in there. We happened to be insured at that point by Health Republic, who was in the process of going belly up, as you all remember. So the orthopedist gave me a list of three places that he uses for MRIs. I called and I said, I'm a cash customer. I need an MRI. This is the actual MRI. She said, are you uninsured? And I said, no, I'm a cash customer. And she said, okay, that'll be $900. I called the second place and had the same conversation, and she said, it'll be $600. Then the first place called back and said, if you can be here by 7 o'clock tonight, it'll be $450.
Huh. Now, was that distinction that you made between being uninsured and being a cash customer, but maybe you have insurance, meaningful?
Some places, if you have insurance, they will not grant you the cash price.
Fascinating. I've got another wrinkle to that. I know somebody who needed physical therapy, and they found a physical therapist based on that the physical therapist was in plan in their insurance. And they went to the first session, and the person at the desk said, you have a choice. You can sign up for the in-plan rate or the out-of-plan rate. And if you sign up for either, the charge is going to be X dollars per visit, whatever it was. But if you sign up for the out-of-plan rate, we're going to get more reimbursement from your insurance company. Have you ever heard that one before?
That's crazy. No. I want to write about that.
And I gather that the issue was that there were more procedures under physical therapy, if I have this right, and I'm not sure that I do, but my understanding is more procedures were covered by this insurer for out-of-plan reimbursement, even though they were covered at a lower rate, than were covered at all for in-plan.
It's crazy. Hmm. You have this sensation that behind the scenes, people are just trying to figure out ways to get money out of you. Maybe you'd be right.
Maybe, just maybe. Jeremy, in Gramercy Park, you're at WNYC. You're not in the park, right?
I can't get in the park because I don't make enough money.
You don't have the key.
I don't have the key.
Go ahead.
Hi, Brian.
Hi.
I had a recent physical therapy appointment. I had strained a muscle in my rib cage, pretending I was young and could do jujitsu. And I went to a physical therapist who showed me how to apply KT tape to my rib cage. And when I got my explanation of benefits from the healthcare company, that was billed to them as chest strapping. And it was a $72 charge that they wouldn't cover. And this is small potatoes in the grand scheme of things, but it was really eye-opening how, doctor's offices and insurance companies word things and code things to try to get as much as they can out of each other.
Sound familiar, Jeannie?
Absolutely. We hear stories like this all day, every day. And that's why we're here. That's why we do what we do, is to demystify the system and to explain what's going on.
Yeah, and in terms of, you know, how things are coded, one thing that I learned just by looking back at some of the reporting Clear Health Costs has done in the past is that you can have something coded, you know, one way and it would be a free screening, and coded another way, it's a diagnostic test that costs a ton of money. And so that, you know, is something you really have to dig into to understand why you're being billed as much as you are.
And so, Caroline, for example, you've written about how something like a simple blood cholesterol test, which should be straightforward, you would think, in terms of pricing, turned out to be anything but.
Exactly, yeah.
People are calling and asking about privacy, Jeannie. Mm-hmm. And you could understand that. Mm-hmm. Like, on the one hand, yeah, wow, let me share my explanation of benefits and my bills and lift the veil and blow the whistle on, you know, all these scams or this system, even if it's not a scam per se. On the other hand, I don't want to put my medical information on anybody's website.
We'll never pair your medical information with your email or phone number or anything else that would identify you. This is a purely anonymous database, but if you want to give us your email and your phone number, then we can follow up with you, and maybe you can tell us more about what happened. We can use that to do some more reporting that will help maybe you and other people.
Jane in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jane.
Yeah, hi. You mentioned sort of just kind of casually about there's a lot of behavioral health available in the city. And I think actually that's there are wide geographic disparities between neighborhoods and availability of behavioral health. So I'm wondering whether your journalism or your work here is going to look at some of these incredible geographic disparities right here in our city.
That's definitely something I'm interested in. I think there are just so many big issues to tackle in terms of access to care in behavioral health. And I'm hoping that some people's stories through this project will help open the door to investigate some of those issues.
Jeannie, you've done this with other media outlets that you've partnered with in other cities, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
You're a national organization. You're based yes. here in New York.
Yeah.
You've been on this show before. We yeah. did a local project a few years ago
right.
that was kind of a pilot for you, I guess.
It was.
Where people, some of you will remember, listeners, maybe calling in or writing in the price of mammograms that you got as kind of a pilot for this whole big thing that Jeannie has now launched, which is having an impact around the country. What's an example or two of something that you've done in another city, partnering with a news organization there, where you've learned something that really surprised you?
Well, let's see. I could answer that on many different levels. In New Orleans, we had a great partnership in New Orleans where at one point we saved one woman $4,000 on an MRI. And that was pretty remarkable. Over the course of the reporting with WVUE, Fox 8 Live, NOLA.com, and the Times-Picayune, we really pretty much lit the town on fire and, in fact, wound up passing consumer protection legislation in the legislature in Baton Rouge.
Wow.
Yeah, the insurance commissioner came on the air with us as we were launching to say that balance billing, this sort of unconscionable consumer abuse, is something that was endemic. He'd had a bill in Baton Rouge for 10 years to outlaw it, but he'd given up. 9 weeks later, after we'd launched, the bill passed by the convincing margin of 100-1.
I always consider that the pinnacle of journalism accomplishment, when a journalist blows the whistle on an injustice, and as a result, there's an actual policy change
right.
to address it.
Right.
So congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That one.
Thanks.
Let's take another call. Here is Vrita on the Lower East Side. Hi, Vrita. You're on WNYC.
Hi. I had a really bizarre experience. There was this one place, Expert Dental, I used to go to on East 40th Street. And I've been going there for years. So I would give them my HMO number. The copay was $25. And, you know, just do a general cleaning, walk in, walk out. So 1 year, I gave them my PPO number, and they took the $25 as usual copay. So I presumed, obviously, that they were charging my HMO. Next thing I know, the bill is $900 plus, almost $1,000. And when I, you know, there was no money left for a checkup that I wanted to do. And when I went back to them, they said, oh, you know, we took x-rays. I said, but I told you there was no money in the HMO to take x-rays. So the woman tells me when, you know, she's taking the x-ray, oh, if the reception thought there was no money, she wouldn't tell us to take the x-ray.
Oh.
So I end up with total 900 and something. I actually took them to small claims court because it was just so bizarre. It was a general cleaning, nothing else. They turned around and said, oh, it was the insurance company that told us to bill. I said, you took the $25 for the HMO. Why would you charge the PPO? So the thing is, they got away with almost $1,000 just for general cleaning, which I would normally pay $25 copay. So they took the $25 plus the $900-something-something from the PPO.
Huh. Did you win in small claims court?
No, because they said it was the insurance company that told them to bill. That was an excuse.
Yeah,
it was very bizarre.
It seems like often the provider, the healthcare provider, can sort of blame the insurance company can blame the healthcare provider, and ultimately it's hard to really hold anyone accountable.
And how often have we all been through this with some kind of medical expense where the provider isn't getting paid by the insurance company, and they say, call the insurance company, and you call the insurance company, and they say, oh, no, there's this A, B, and C thing, and you have to call the doctor, and then you get stuck in between. So I'm curious what you each think is the responsibility of a doctor in being transparent with patients about medical costs. Caroline?
I think that it's not necessarily something that doctors are thinking about, you know, patients' out-of-pocket costs when they're recommending a specialist or prescribing a drug. And maybe it's something that doctors, some doctors are starting to think about more. But I think that it should potentially be, you know, there's an argument to be made that it should just be part of the course of care for doctors to have that conversation with patients about what something will cost them, because otherwise they're not necessarily going to get that treatment or adhere to their medication if they can't afford it. And I think given the way the system works right now, it's just sort of a fact of life that maybe this should be part of, you know, the conversation doctors have.
Yeah, and it's not just doctors. I said doctors in my question, and maybe people conjure up an image of the lone practitioner, and every time you call, they need to start talking to you about money. But it's hospitals, it's labs, like we were talking about before. Caroline, we mentioned the simple blood cholesterol test, which you found a big variety of prices for. I'll just read from your piece. At Enzo Clinical Labs in Riverdale, the cash price for such a test is a reasonable $21. At LabCorp's Bronx location, the same test costs $108, about five times as much, placing it in the mid-range of the local healthcare providers polled, then obliterating any sense of scale. There is Montefiore Health System. The hospital system's Bronx locations have placed the cash price for this common cholesterol test at $1,294.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that, you know, Jeannie's team uncovered when they were calling up, you know, different healthcare providers to get cash prices for these common procedures. And I think it really set the tone for what we might find during this project.
Jeannie, more on that? Providers' responsibility to proactively reveal prices or even comparative prices?
Yeah, you know, I think Caroline hit on it exactly. Providers, doctors, hospitals, labs need to be able to say to people what they're going to be charged. What's happening out there in this world is that people are denying themselves treatment. They've decided that they can't afford it. They can't afford their medication. They can't afford the diagnostic treatment. We have this giant, slow-rolling public health crisis out there from people who are only getting sicker because they can't afford or think they can't afford a procedure or medication. Doctors know this, and it's very hard for them to actually understand what's going on specifically with your insurance policy, your deductible, your coinsurance. Doctors need to step up.
We may have a little pushback on that from David in Livingston. David, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi. I'm a past healthcare administrator, and I've handled billing for hospitals and large medical practices. And I can tell you that the CPT code or procedure code billing process is much too complex for the regular people to handle. And regular people, I mean the office people, the patients, and the physicians, because they have no idea what's going on. The CPT code system, I heard you say that patients don't know what they're going to pay. Well, when you go into a doctor visit, the doctors have a choice of 5 different CPT-4 codes to use to bill for the visit, depending upon the length of time of the visit and how complex the visit is. They don't know that stuff beforehand. They can't tell a patient, well, it's going to be $6.85, if they use one CPT-4 code, it's going to be $30 if the visit is that much longer and that much more complex. And all that is only known retrospectively.
Thank you for pointing out that complexity. Jeannie Fair?
Yeah, it is actually complex, but the fact that it's complex doesn't mean that it can't be understood or that it can't be affected. For example, when we surveyed on prices for walk-in clinic visits this time, we've been doing this since 2011. The last time we did it, the prices varied wildly.
You mean for these, like, urgent care centers?
Yeah, just a walk-in visit, right, like a primary care visit. This time, the prices range pretty much from $125 to $200. It's become essentially a cash marketplace. And because that particular visit is almost a cash commodity now, the pricing really has responded to the ubiquity of these urgent care walk-in centers, and also to the fact that people need to know. You can't just walk into one of those places and assume that you're going to come out with $1,000 in bills.
But also, to David's point, sometimes doctors don't know what they're going to get reimbursed from the insurance company if the patient is insured. They're girding themselves for battle just as much or more than the patients.
Right. Oh, no, that's absolutely true. We do think there's a special bond between a doctor and a patient. They all want this. They both want the same thing in that relationship.
I think that part of what is being raised by bringing this up, you know, the complexity is that when you call for transparency in a system that is this complex and is this opaque, you're going to come up against some limitations. And I think that's part of what we want to show also. Like, we want to help people shop around as much as they can and understand their costs as much as they can. But part of the problem is that the system is way too complex. It's not consumer friendly. And when you're putting more of the burden on people, consumers, to shop around, you'll find that it's really not a system designed for consumers.
All right. So let's wrap this up with one more invitation for our listeners to participate, and just reset it in 30 seconds for people who may have joined along the way, as we are introducing a new WNYC and Gothamist project that you can participate in to help people afford their health care. We're partnering with the group Clear Health Costs to launch Price Check NYC, in which you can share some of your medical bills and compare them with others in the tri-state area for the same things, and help others do that too. So, Caroline, with Gothamist, what can people do?
You can go to wnyc.org/healthcosts. You can also email us at healthcosts@wnyc.org and share your medical bills.
And Jeannie, founder and CEO of Clear Health Costs, what can people do?
Come on over and share and search prices. Together we are strong.
Jeannie Pinder, founder and CEO of Clear Health Costs, Caroline Lewis, lead reporter for Price Check NYC and a regular contributor to Gothamist. One more time, for more information on Price Check NYC and to help build the database with your information, go to wnyc.org/healthcosts, wnyc.org/healthcosts. You can also email any stories that you have to share along these lines to the email address healthcosts@wnyc.org. That's healthcosts@wnyc.org. Jeannie, Caroline, can't wait to see what we find.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Support for WNYC's health coverage is provided in part by the New York State Health Foundation, improving the health of all New Yorkers, especially the most vulnerable. Learn more at www.nyshealth.org.